A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not fear, you worm Jacob, you insect Israel. I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Now I will make of you a threshing sledge, sharp, new, and having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and crush them, and you shall make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the tempest shall scatter them. Then you shall rejoice in the Lord. In the Holy One of Israel you shall glory. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane, and the pine together, so that all may see and know, all may consider and understand, that the hand of the Lord has done this, the Holy One of Israel has created it. I just love this scripture. I'm reading it in a new way this year. This notion of, well, first of all, let me go to the beginning of this section. I'm also going to tie it in with chapter 40. The Lord, through the prophet, first of all, calls Jacob a worm, an insect. At first glance, it seems like it's an insult, but it really isn't. He's just trying to differentiate us from himself. In other words, compared to Almighty God, we are insects, worms. We're small, we're of no account, we're powerless. And then, this is the point I haven't looked at in the same way before. He says, I will make of you a threshing sledge, sharp, new, and having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and crush them. You shall make the hills like chaff. In other words, with the power of God, we're going to have the ability to perform miracles. I'm reminded of what we read in the earlier Sunday of Advent. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. This, of course, reminds us of the famous words of Handel in Messiah, where he says, every mountain, every valley shall be exalted. For years, and I think I was in my 20s before I realized what that meant, I always used to confuse the verb to exalt with the verb to exalt. And what this has, the picture here is enormous. It has to do with building a highway for God who is coming. And of course, when these words, these prophetic words were uttered, we didn't have the wherewithal to build a Highway 70. But now we do. We have machinery now that can lay low the mountains and take that and fill in the valleys and build Highway 70. Notice, even in chapter 40, the prophecy says, prepare the way of the Lord. In other words, we're going to do it with the help of God. And the same idea is contained here in today's reading, Isaiah 41.